Could I make you a cup of coffee or tea or something? Is that going to be on here?
Oh yeah, I was going to mention. Do you remember? I guess you would have been quite young, but have you heard talking when the municipality went broke? Do you know, remember any, or know anything about those times?
Old Bill Pritchard was the mayor at the time, and as a matter of fact, my father was an old CCF member.
All right.
And he campaigned for Bill Pritchard, and I was present on the council when we made him a freeman. He came along and he said, WA, same initials as I've got. Mm-hmm. Mine was for William Alfred, my father's name is Alfred, but his name was Bill Pritchard, and my dad had worked for him to campaign for him, mm-hmm. because he felt he was a very honest person. Mm-hmm. And of course, yes, we did, he did put us into receivership, because they couldn't pay the bills.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of things that happened in that period of time under commissioners that ran the municipality,
mm-hmm.
that you run into from time to time in politics.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you can look at the municipality right now, it's probably one of the richest municipalities in the province.
Mm-hmm.
I know that when we left with $109 million in reserves,
mm-hmm.
and literally no debt. So it's handsomely financed at this time.
Right. How long was it in under trust?
It was in about six. Now, what you have to do is go down and look at all the mirrors along the walls and by the council chamber.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the last mayor, Pritchard, mm-hmm. and then the next one when it came out of receivership.
Oh, I see.
I think it was around 6 years, though.
Really?
Yeah.
So it was sort of sometime in the middle of the war, then, roughly.
Yes.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think it was the mayor when I came out. Because he sent me a letter to say that they would sell us land as veterans, they would sell us land if we wanted to buy from the municipality.
All right.
Isn't that funny? I can't remember who the mayor was at that time. Might have been Doc Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
In any case, I can't recall how long they were in.
No.
But that was pretty devastating to have to put a corporation into bankruptcy.
Right.
But they just couldn't pay the bills.
Did at that time was the CCF, were they fairly active, like as aldermen as well?
Yes, this was Burnaby has always been considered to be a very strong socialist group of people. I think there's some changes that have taken place because there are certain areas that have become more wealthy and maybe they have a different view than then, but Ernie Winch,
mm-hmm.
And Cox, his son-in-law, and old Doug Drummond.
Mm-hmm.
You can go on and on and on for the representatives of mm-hmm. of the NDP party in Burnaby, in both provincial, federal, and local governments.
Were they in both parts of Burnaby, like north and south?
Well, I can't recall what happened in the north, really. But I do know in the south. Ernie Winch was probably the best-known politician.
Mm-hmm.
Well, certainly in those days. And I can still recall the Golden Age Society, which is on Rumble at Arthur by Nelson Avenue. It's Nelson and Arthur.
Mm-hmm.
There's a senior citizen center there,
mm-hmm.
called the Golden Age Society. In this particular circumstance, I can still remember him with his shocking white hair, and he was a stonemason,
mm-hmm.
pushing wheelbarrows full of concrete, mm-hmm. into the farms there, and helping the seniors build that facility.
Well, they built it themselves.
He helped them build it.
But the seniors and him.
Yeah. And then they have the they developed New Vista.
Mm-hmm.
The Winch Tower is named after him. And there was no question that that even if you weren't a socialist,
mm-hmm.
You recognized that this person was for the people.
Mm-hmm.
And so many supported him, although not necessarily socialists.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I had the occasion to know him a little bit, mm-hmm. and I know, or yes, I know because his son is still alive, Harold Winch was in the Irish Fusiliers, which is a regiment that I belong to as well. He was a very junior officer, but he was a part of that as well.
Oh.
And represented Hastings East,
mm-hmm.
Provincially and federally.
Mm-hmm.
So the Winch family had a great contribution to make.
So was Harold Winch, was he local, Burnaby Crescent?
Yes, he was. They lived up around Central Park somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
But oh, I think that he probably served for 20 years.
Mm-hmm. He's still alive now, isn't he?
Not old Ernie.
No.
Harold is
still around.
Harold is still around. Now, he... where in the heck did I last see him? He was very sick for a while, but he's still around.
Right. Probably should try and track him down.
I'm trying to think where he lives now. I think he lives on the island, though.
Oh, is that right?
I'll try and do that for you.